Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Movies!
I had a feeling you guys would be good at that. That's why I put my fingers in my ears. Coming to you for the first time from Go Bananas, B-A-N-A-N-A-S Comedy Club. It's Cincinnati, Ohio on Sunday, November 17th, Two Oceans 13. That's a special kind of enthusiasm when, in November, you're still getting a chuckle out of Two Oceans 13. Let me see your name tag, Cincy. I know that would be good. Your name's Pat?
Yep.
So It's Pat was perfect for you.
Yep.
Is your name Harry? Is that why you got Harry and Met Sally?
No, it's Bobby.
Bobby? Oh, you changed it to when Bobby met somebody?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. And I assume the Wreck-It Ralph poster's because your name is Wreck-It?
Yeah.
Ellen Newsies? That's your last name?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It's starring The Dark Knight.
Oh, Newsies starring The Dark Knight. Oh, yeah, Christian Bale, of course. But your name's Ellen.
Yeah.
All right, good work. Ooh, there's a cool Carrie poster over there. I assume that's your name. Lost in Translate Jason? Lost in Trans Jason? I like that. You guys are creative. Nice job. Nice job making those and also getting here without being taken away by a tornado. Because according to the news, none of us are supposed to be out right now. So it's a good thing we're at Go Bananas. Because when shit goes down, at least we can have a smile on our face. And just say bananas. But anyway, put them down. Put them down, please. It sounded rude when I was like, put them down. Please? But that's great that you guys all did that. And I'm so happy to be doing Douglas Movies here. I've always loved this club. And we'll do it again here for sure. Absolutely for sure. I mean, you guys might be one and done. You might be like, well, that was satisfying. We don't need to see that again. Now we know what it looks like in person. So we can move on with our lives. 2 weeks from tonight, I'll be making a return visit to the Improv in Tempe, Arizona. So get your tickets, Arizonians. And Doug Loves Movies returns to the Neptune Theater in Seattle on Friday, December 13th. I always like to do a meet and greet after all of my shows. And I don't know if you guys have been to Go Bananas a lot, but the there's no lobby. There's no area to do that. But there's an awesome bar next door called McLeavy's, yeah. And so let's all go over there after the show. And because you all got to wait, you know, we can take pictures and autographs and that sort of stuff. And while if you want to, they'll have the pool tables set on free for the rest of the evening. So that's a big savings. That's a reason to hang out there. But it'll be fun, I promise. This is a thing I've always wanted to say. I haven't wanted to say it. I've meant to say it and never did. If your shithead that you want me to name at the end of the show is not on the back of your name tag, go ahead and do that now. Find somebody at your table has a pen and then write down a shithead. Or you can wait a few minutes to find out what a good topical shithead might be. Because people love to do that sort of thing. But I'm just saying, why have a name tag that doesn't have a shithead on the back of it? You guys know the drill. Let's look in the prize bag. The winner tonight is going to get a lot of stuff. I brought some stuff because I want you guys to have a good prize bag, but then the guest tonight brought a shit ton of stuff, so it's crazy. But this isn't maybe the best thing, but it's a pretty good thing. Whoa! Everything! It's a twister! This is the 1994 MTV Movie Awards seat cushion. Oh, yeah, that's nice. You can tell people Doug Benson's ass has been on this. This has been in the trunk of my car for forever. Because I'm always like, oh, that'll be great to have. If I ever go somewhere with uncomfortable seats, I'm set. Haven't been anywhere with uncomfortable seats. Let's see what else. Somebody brought a big poster that's up against the wall. We'll look at that when they get up here. Oh, boy. Somebody's headshot is in here. We got some movies. We got a copy of Gateway Doug, of course. And I'm not going to say what it says on the side of it because it would be free advertising to a big company that doesn't need it. But a football that you can go... In honor of the Bengals winning today? I was just guessing. You seemed in a good mood, so I figured. I got a copy of the rules of the Leonard Maltin game and a $15 gift card from iTunes. But let's get the guests out here because they can describe their prizes a lot better than I can. Please give a big warm welcome to Josh Sneed, Bob Biggerstaff, and Jeff Tate. All right, we got to get to what Jeff brought out here right away. Jeff Tate, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
Frequent guest on the show. And at the show that we did in St. Louis, somebody made this amazing name tag that has all that person's favorite guests in little claymation form, but not claymation because they don't move, but...
Just clay.
He just made little clay figures of everybody sitting around what looks like a white grand piano.
Yeah.
And can you tell everybody who all the people are?
I can, but
do you know them all? There's me.
There's Doug, Kumail, Mark Maron, Graham, Sam Levine, Lil Wolverine, Pete Holmes, Jeff Garland, T.J. Miller, Paul F. Tompkins, and Garfunkel and Oates.
Yeah, all and recently Garfunkel, aka Ricky Lindholm, snapped off of there.
Yeah, today.
So she's loose, you guys.
On the way here. This thing stayed together for 2 months.
Be careful with that girl is all I'm trying to say. She's very loose.
Is that true?
The one you're holding right there, yes.
Yeah.
The version of her that's in your hand is quite loose.
Correct.
Regular Ricky, not so much.
I don't know her.
She's a nice girl.
It looks like the Last Supper of Doug Loves Movies.
Yes.
Jesus. That would be you. I'm sitting in the wrong seat.
Yeah.
You gotta be in the middle where, who's Jesus in this? Sam Levine?
Yeah, with his arms folded.
That was Josh Sneed who made that observation, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
Very funny stand-up comic you've seen on Comedy Central, and you have a podcast, right, Josh?
I do. It's called Detention Show, which you have been kind enough to be a guest on as
well. Yeah, Graham and I were on there together one time, right?
That's right.
Yeah, in Atlanta, Georgia, in a hotel room.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get you two to quit watching a movie to talk to me while we were recording it. But
we love movies, Josh! Jesus, that's why I missed the finish of the Bengals game, because I was watching a movie. I started watching a movie on my computer. I'll look over at the TV every once in a while, see how they're doing. I was excited, and then next thing you know, game was over, and all they were talking about was tornadoes and stay inside. Jeff also brought a Stand Up Records hat.
Yep.
A toque, I guess they call them?
Watch cap.
Watch cap? Yep. Josh brought, this is amazing, a cell, an old film celluloid cell from... and it's framed from E.T. the Extraterrestrial.
Spare no expense.
Why do you have that?
I used to work at Blockbuster.
That's why you have a Blockbuster name tag on?
Yeah, well, that's just to throw these guys off, to intimidate them.
I think it's working.
During the game.
I used to work at Blockbuster.
Oh, you did?
Oh,
damn it.
Well, let's introduce Bob Biggerstaff is here also, you guys.
Yeah.
Hey, Bob.
Sloppy White Guy Night on Doug Loves Movies.
He's a regular on the Bob and Tom show, as you know, and he brought some Hey Buddy stickers. Hey Buddy is a reference from that show.
Yeah, it's my catchphrase that no one knows.
And
your catchphrase is Hey Buddy?
This is even better.
Your catchphrase is just a normal greeting? My catchphrase is, how you doing?
That's the genius.
have you heard my new catchphrase?
Yo.
Yo. You guys getting lunch or what? I got a sticker that says, you guys getting lunch or what?
What does this shirt say, Bob? You brought a shirt.
It says, hey, buddy, it's chili time.
So, hey, that's buddy, only fit on the sticker.
That's my name on Twitter, chili time. Why? Because I didn't think Twitter was going anywhere 3 years ago.
But chili, that's the future.
You also included, Bob included an autographed 8x10.
We call it a headshot in the business. How dare you?
Could you get that for me, Jeff? I forgot to mention, do you mind?
No.
Well, I didn't know it was gonna be so difficult. I also included in the bag a copy of Doug Digs It. I found in the bargain bin a copy of Broadcast News, which is a great movie. And then what else do you have, Josh?
Well, I brought a copy of one of my favorite comedies, Made.
With Sean Puffy Combs.
That's right.
He's good in it, but it's Vince Vaughn and Jon Favreau, and like you said backstage, it's a very underrated movie. I agree.
Yeah. I agree.
He was quoting you.
I know. I'm so excited to give the rest of this stuff out, Jeff.
I'm Josh Sneed, and I agree with myself.
I was a movie critic in college for the school paper, so I brought some of the press kits that I have as prizes. Double Team from the Jean-Claude Van Damme blockbuster.
That's nice. They had so much faith in that movie, they just put it in a generic folder with a window. Has the logo.
Contact.
ET film cell.
Contact.
Is Double
Jody
Team
Foster.
The one with Dennis Rodman?
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Dane Cook has a cameo in it.
Oh, that movie's fucking awesome.
Yeah, yeah. What else, Josh?
Anaconda.
Yeah. Oh, another one they didn't have much faith in. But I love the tagline: "When you can't breathe, you can't scream."
That's true, everybody. It's true.
Yeah.
And I brought this one just for Jeff because I know he loves terrible movies. It's from BAPS. They didn't even put that in a folder.
Wait.
You love terrible movies.
I do.
Oh, and a
I
gift
guess.
Certificate to my t-shirt company. That's the only one that's worth
yeah,
it.
Yeah, what's your t-shirt company? Let's give
Look at meshirts.com. Funny movie TV references.
$30, you guys. $30.
We'll get you a shirt and pay for shipping.
Yeah. That's a good price.
Oh, and
I'm friends with them and I can't get free shipping.
There's a nice picture of Halle Berry in the BAPS.
Am I in the way?
And this is the first poster I ever stole from Blockbuster, Bad Boys. That'll go right on your wall.
You know what my favorite part of Bad Boys? You know what my favorite part of Bad Boys 2 was?
What was that?
Taya Leone. Go ahead.
She wasn't in Bad Boys.
Correct. That movie sucks from beginning to end.
This movie by itself is pretty bad. Even I see flaws in this movie, and I'm an idiot. All he has to do is be like, I'm not the guy you meant to call. He's busy, but I'm also a cop. And then the whole thing's fine. The movie takes 10 minutes.
Are you doing stand-up right now?
No, I'm standing. What's the deal with Taya Leone? It's chili time, Taya. I didn't know how much more shit Josh had behind me.
I'm sorry. I wanted to make Cincinnati represent. It's the first time here.
In the prize bag.
Three people care about it. Okay.
What did I forget, Jeff?
Jack Reacher on DVD. That was courtesy of me.
That's probably why I didn't mention it.
You were saving it so I could do it and get all the glory?
Yeah.
And it comes Jack with Reacher. A sweet red box case.
It's in its standard packaging. I purchased it legitimately.
No, but it does look, we were talking backstage, it looks fake because it looks like a bootleg from New York or something because they changed the artwork from the poster and it's just a picture of Tom Cruise. Trust me, it just looks fake. It's a visual gag. It's not really going to work on the podcast.
But it's a real movie.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind another Jack Reacher movie.
I'm hoping for it. I'm going to kickstart a Jack Reacher. Jack Reacher and the A-Team. They team up. That'd be fucking
rad. Oh, no, it wouldn't.
Jack Reaches.
Around, yeah. I can't believe that got a laugh because I was making Jack Reacher around jokes a year ago when it came out.
Set up.
Came out last December. What? A guy in the audience just talked to us like he's in the show. Now Ellen Newsy's got her hand over his mouth. Do you listen to the podcast with Ellen?
Yes, I do.
Okay, cool. I didn't want this to be one of those things where she dragged you here, and out of spite, you're just going to talk to us the whole time.
It sounds like every comedy show I do.
Holy shit, we're already 2 minutes behind schedule. Did I ask you guys all about anything? Yesterday, Jeff and I were in Texas together in Houston, and we interrupted Love Actually, which Jeff had never seen before.
Nope.
But you did see the poster before the movie.
Yep.
And then, when we were about to watch the movie, or was it after? I guess it was after that you said, oh, I didn't know that was a Christmas movie.
I didn't.
And the poster has Christmas wrapping on it.
The poster has a ribbon.
A ribbon in a cross, like a package, and it's red, and it's got a tag on it that says Merry Christmas or some shit.
Could be a birthday.
All the best romances center around somebody's birthday.
Well, technically
that's where
it
love is found.
It's Christmas, technically it is.
Yeah, it is somebody's birthday. I take it all back, Jeff.
Thank you.
That's back when Rick Grimes was a puss.
What?
Who? I like how you called him Rick Grimes.
Oh, he knew his last name. He knew
yeah,
his last
yeah.
name.
Oh, yeah, I'm we sorry. Just, I just Am called I... him Sheriff Rick.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's funny because in the movie there's somebody named Carl. And so we had some fun with that. You guys should have been there. Why weren't you in Houston yesterday?
It's a bunch of British dudes and a whole bunch of fat ladies, according to the movie.
That's the thing.
Go on.
In the movie, there's a lot of references to one character being fat or overweight, and she's beautiful, so it's kind of fucked up. But thanks.
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah, yeah. And Bob was there. You attended the screening.
Yeah, where I fucking live, you let me buy a ticket and see the show. And then brought me to Cincinnati the next day. Somebody smokes pot.
I forgot that you lived there.
You bought a ticket to a show in a town you live in? What would that be like?
Popcorn and shit that I did.
No, you got it for free. Didn't
I got
you?
It for free. Yes. Yeah, okay. But that wasn't as funny.
but you said you enjoyed it, and
yeah,
that
was great.
That's the only way you'd probably sit through that movie, is with people making fun of it.
No, I didn't say that. I said I actually liked that movie.
Oh. It must be some other Bob.
Like, actually.
Unless no one here likes it.
And Josh, have I asked you anything?
No.
Other than, why'd you bring all this dumb stuff as prizes?
I think people are excited to win all your dumb stuff, to be honest. It's a pretty exciting prize bag. I bet you retail, everything in the prize bag, there's a $15 gift certificate, a $35 gift certificate. So I'm thinking you could probably, it's probably worth about $52.
That frame the Bad Boys in is probably about 50.
Oh, that's, yeah, it's nice.
It's not big enough. Can't get that at a carnival.
It's not big enough for the poster, but.
Yeah, the poster actually folded underneath the
poster.
Yeah.
Look at it's falling apart even. So it's nice. Good luck getting this home in the tornado.
Well, when you work at Blockbuster, you have to fold the bottom under where it says when it's released on VHS so that people think it's an actual movie poster and not one you stole from Blockbuster.
When you work at Blockbuster, they fold it under so that they don't get tricked into thinking they have to rent a movie? Is that
no,
their business model?
No, I'm saying
that. Is that why it was...
That's their going out of business model? Yeah.
Don't let them think it's for rent.
The guy talked to us again. Alan! Control that dude. Tired of his shit. Have you been to the movies lately, Josh?
No. I was
perfect, Bob.
I was going to, but every movie that was playing, you've talked about the last couple. Nothing came out this week. It's true.
Something Hunger must have Games opened on Friday. Week.
I think like Robert Redford being stuck on a ship, and I was like, I'd rather not see a movie.
This guy just yelled out 12 Years a Slave in a very enthusiastic way.
I watched a documentary on Netflix called I Think We're Alone Now, and it's about these two guys who are obsessed with the singer Tiffany.
Oh, I've seen that.
It's so good.
Yeah,
it is so good.
You're one of those two guys?
No.
It's about you guys?
Yeah, that's right.
One of them is autistic and the other one's transgendered.
Yes.
And they eventually live together at the end.
Hey, this is
spoiler.
Josh brought this up. Let him talk about it.
That's pretty much the whole movie.
Okay.
They think they're best friends with her. She does her best to be nice to them, and then they just become friends with each other.
And you liked it?
I got a 2-year-old, so I've become that guy that I always hated, where it's like, the last time I went to the movies, I saw Batman in 1997.
Was that the year that came out?
That was a different Batman movie.
Josh was referencing Batman and Robin? Perhaps?
Yep, I was.
That one came out around 97?
Yeah.
He probably
branded it. Definitely Arnold Schwarzenegger. Tommy Lee Jones.
You just want to cut this part out?
Yeah. Can you fix this in post? Pretend I said gravity, and then you just say, well, we've talked about that for a month, let's move
on
to Jeff.
You know what's crazy about gravity? When you can't breathe, you can't scream.
In space, no one can hear you breathe. That's a movie about a guy jerking off in a spacesuit.
Why wouldn't you?
Just watching this.
Bob, what about you, man?
Oh, I've seen everything.
What was the most recent?
Thor. Saw Ender's Game. Bad Grandpa. All that stuff.
Oh, wow. Did your life is...
I've seen everything.
I got nothing to do during the day.
But let's go back to the one we haven't talked about on the show much, which would be Ender's Game. I don't think we've talked about that at all. Because most of the guests are adults.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I saw Little Einstein Save the Day, if that counts.
If you follow me at Chili Time on Twitter, you'll remember this tweet a few weeks ago. More like Ender's Lame.
You didn't write that.
I sure did. Oh my God. Hear that? I wrote it. No one else said that.
You don't have a team of writers punching up your Twitter feed?
It was a horrible movie.
With the Ender's Lame gold?
Hashtag, hey buddy.
I will kill all of you.
It's difficult to watch an entire movie straight through when you eat as much chili as Bob does.
All right, that part's true. I'm not going to argue that. This guy brings his own goddamn chili to the movies.
Hey, what's in your pocket? You're not going to believe me.
Squish.
Is that a thermos in your pocket? Or no, it's a thermos. It's,
So you didn't like it?
No, I didn't read the books. I was lost because I didn't read the book. No, I just didn't think it was very good.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's not too compelling.
Did you see it?
I'm not drawn to it, but I might see it because you know I'm seeing a movie every day.
I figured out the twist at the end.
Well, don't say anything about ends or twists. It'd be interesting though to see if anybody actually got mad about spoiling Ender's Game.
I haven't seen it yet, and I say go for it. If he spoils it, we're off the hook. I don't want to see it because that guy hates gay people.
Wait a minute. Oh, that's a good point. Yeah. The guy that wrote it.
I had to boycott Chick-fil-A for like a year, and that's way better than Ender's Game could be.
Why did you
have a team of writers come up with that goal, Jeff? Going Chick-fil-A gay angle?
Nope, I just thought of it, said it, and then when everyone laughed, I thought, that was pretty good.
There's a lot of dumb people. There's a lot of dumb
too.
People here.
Oh, you think Ender's Lame didn't get a huge laugh because a lot of people didn't get it?
There's a lot of dumb, lame people here.
How much longer does this last?
But seriously...
You're almost done.
I had a question that I wanted to ask Jeff right after he said that joke, but then something else happened. And that is, you only boycotted it for a year? Aren't they still...
No, they...
They apologized?
That's the only time we've ever won. Like, they apologized and said they were going to stop doing that with their money.
And did they say we're gonna? Did they say we're gonna be open on Sundays from now on and let people fuck in the store? We're gonna have.
Listen, I don't really want people fucking in the store. Like I'm on board with that rule. I didn't know that was just Chick-fil-A's rule. I thought that was most stores had that rule.
But I honestly didn't know that something happened to make me not want to boycott them anymore.
Well, that's the thing, I guess, you know.
When that was that story was buried?
Yeah, and so was the story about them being terrible until it broke, and then whatever, you know, I don't know. It's all, Google it, they fucking stopped. That guy died, their fucking CEO died, like 2 weeks after all the cool people started boycotting it, and all my parents' friends lined up.
From choking on a chicken, ironically.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be more ironic if he choked on a dick.
That was the joke I was trying. I'm going to hang out with Bob and the guy who won't stop talking over here. Because the three of us think we're awesome.
Welcome to Doug's Race to the Dick Joke.
Yeah, I mean, if that's not true, then I'll go back to boycotting Chick-fil-A, but I've read an article.
I never heard that the boycott was off. But
I read an article.
But if the guy died, I guess it might be.
They stopped doing that with their money, and I was like, oh.
It's not off.
Was it the only one?
You believe in that guy? Look at that guy.
I do believe that guy.
Yeah, he's wearing a sweater.
He's saying it's not off, and you're saying, I don't know, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. He's giving us the definitive answer.
Let's be honest, Jeff. It was the only restaurant within walking distance of the hotel.
Right.
When you were out on the road.
Sometimes you have no control. You can't Google everybody's practices. It's hard when you have to fucking, you look out the window of your hotel room and you're like, I wonder what their agenda is. I wonder what this sandwich shop's agenda is. Oh, fuck, they're like Rick Santorum. Guess I'll be hungry until I get home. The only place there is to eat is an Urban Outfitters. Guess I'm not eating.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Perfect time to chime in then. Just jump in whenever you don't know what's happening. At that.
I've been to the movies, Doug.
What? That's so unlike you, Jeff Tate.
I was afraid that we were just going to talk about Chick-fil-A until we played the games.
So what movies have you seen?
Ender's Game. None. I saw Dirty Harry a week ago in the theater.
Oh, you went and saw like where they just showed a retrospective screening of Dirty Harry? Was it a good print?
Yeah.
And isn't that movie kind of upsetting?
What do you mean?
Doesn't Dirty Harry kind of do stuff that's improper?
Yeah.
Like he's kind of a... Like, but do you think it's the ends justifies the means?
Well, no, that's the like the social context of the movie is that they made it in 1971 to go... Like the in San Francisco, the Zodiac Killer was still killing everybody. So they made Dirty Harry in response to that to give the people someone, like a fictional character to kind of root for.
And someone for the Zodiac Killer to be scared of.
Theoretically, I don't know.
This Dirty Harry guy might actually catch me.
But it was like a fantasy where it was like, wouldn't it be great if there was this guy that could save us from this evil that they never ever caught? So they just created the Scorpio Killer.
Is Dirty Harry a good detective in the movie? Or isn't he just kind of a...
Well, I guess, I mean, maybe he doesn't figure out. I don't know. See, here's the thing, Doug. You start
He's
asking
He's no Robert
questions.
Downey Jr. and Mark Ruffalo is what I'm trying to say. And Jake Gyllenhaal. And they tried really hard to catch the Zodiac Killer. And it turns out that all the facts went against them. And they weren't able to do it.
Dirty Harry was an excellent cartoonist. Isn't one of those guys in Zodiac a cartoonist? Jake Gyllenhaal like draws cartoons for the paper, and then he's like, "I'm gonna solve this case." Out of nowhere, they're like, "Oh, the guy that fucking draws the cartoons is
you know
a
what I love?
Now.
Waffle fries."
I'm with you, Josh.
I also saw Escape Plan. Is Dirty Harry not a good movie? Am I wrong about this?
No, it's just that he behaves really horribly in that movie.
Yeah, he's not real.
He tortures people.
He doesn't torture anybody.
He doesn't?
No.
He doesn't torture a guy to get information out of him?
No. He gets the shit kicked out of him under that cross by the Scorpio Killer, and then the Scorpio Killer hires a guy to beat him up to tell everybody that Dirty Harry did it.
Spoiler.
I mean, in fairness, Dirty Harry, his nickname is Dirty Harry, so he's got a lot going against him.
Yeah.
He does have a shootout speech where he can't remember how many bullets he's fired. So maybe he's not the best cop. But also, when I watch that movie, sometimes I'm like, I wonder if he knows about the Miranda rights. And then the other side of me is like, you know, it's a movie. But it's just a movie.
I'm glad you at least had that thought, because when I brought it up to you just now, you're acting like that. It didn't cross your mind at all, that you thought he did a great job. And
it
he...
really didn't. When you said, was he a good detective, I was like, yeah, he found the Scorpio Killer. And then I realized, no, he didn't. The Scorpio Killer made him run around town. Oh, this is my favorite part of the movie. When he has to go do the ransom drop thing where they call on the payphone and then he's got to carry the money around from payphone to payphone, the Scorpio Killer's like, you will have a specific amount of time to get from location to location. And then he goes, now get to Hunter Street Station as soon as you can. He was very clear, a specific amount of time, and then every time he got to a payphone, the guy was like, just, you know, hot stepping. The least specific amount of time. So vague. All right, now just go 10 blocks and, you know, hurry. Do do it as quick as I could.
Jaywalk if you have to.
Can't do it. Dirty Harry follows the rules.
Yeah. He read himself. He arrested himself for jaywalking and didn't read himself the Miranda rights.
He didn't arrest himself. He just shot himself in the leg to show him who's boss. I saw a skate plan, too. I finished my drink already.
Can we get another beverage for Jeff? Because it's really working so far. What are you drinking, buddy?
It's vodka OJ. A little cranberry juice on top.
Oh, you got that urinary thing going on?
Yeah, yeah.
It's splash for the infection?
Yeah, yeah, it's Obamacare. That's what I call the drink, because it's got everything you need to stay healthy. Orange juice for the immune system, cranberry juice for the UT, and vodka for the brain. It covers all three things. And the best part about it is...
Get it up here before his review of the Dirty Dozen.
Dirty Dozen was pretty good. It's not my favorite.
You like anything that's dirty.
I also am a big fan of...
Should have been called Dirty Jack Reacher.
I'm a fan of anything that comes in a dozen. Donuts, roses, those guys from the movie.
Let's play some games. I want to start with a game that I call the Jeff Tate game. Because Jeff, you sort of inspired it, and you didn't sort of inspire it. You suggested a game that's very much like what we're about to do, but I changed the rules a little bit.
Okay, good. It was probably for the best.
Here's what we're gonna do. Bob and Josh, just hang on because you're gonna go next. We'll start with me and Jeff. Okay. I'm gonna name a movie, Jeff, and then you're gonna name a movie that has someone from that movie in it. And then I have to guess who that person is.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
The person that's in the two movies.
It doesn't sound like you changed the rules at all.
Well, what did you do after that, after somebody gets it or doesn't get it? Then what happens?
Oh, maybe you did. I don't remember now.
Yeah, see?
But it's a game I play with my brother, and then I realized that me and my brother like know what each other knows. So it makes a lot more sense to us. So that's it. That's all we do.
For starters.
Harrison Ford.
All right, let me try this again. You name a movie. I mean, I can't wait till they make a biopic about Harrison Ford. But here's what we're gonna do in this game that you made up the rules and I did not change.
Okay.
You name a movie.
Okay, so I name a movie first.
Yeah.
Midnight Run.
Now, I'm gonna name a movie that I know has someone from Midnight Run in it. And then you have to come up with who that person is. And that movie is Bad Boys. Who is in both?
Joe Pantoliano.
That's correct!
I got it right. It's a game I thought of. And I know how to play. Seriously though, can I get that drink?
Okay, now Josh and Jeff are gonna play. See how this is gonna go now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you think of a movie.
Josh starts with a movie.
A Few Good Men.
Why is that funny?
Yeah.
Because he fucked himself on it, because every single person in the world's in that movie.
Why is that fuck him?
Because he's gotta, I gotta,
you've gotta come up with a movie
that someone else is in, and then he's gotta figure out which one I meant.
Yeah.
Yeah, and but all so those people in A Few Good Men are stars, so he right. didn't really fuck up. It's a pretty smart choice.
Thank you, Doug.
So right. let's see what you do
JFK.
With that.
JFK.
JFK, all right, who was in both? Probably everybody.
I know, now he's just got to think Bacon. Of who I was thinking of.
What did Josh say?
Kevin Bacon.
That's correct. So you're out, Jeff.
I'm out? There's a way to get out?
Yeah, every time one of us loses, you're out. Now it's down to Josh and Bob. Bob gets to go first.
It can be any movie? I can name any movie?
No, let's narrow it down to movies that have words in the title.
Nothing on YouPorn.
This guy
I mean, I guess you could pick something really old and obscure, and then that would be that, but...
Rambo.
Okay, now let's clarify. Are you talking about the last one where it was Sylvester Stallone and then a bunch of people that we don't know their names?
So I could just think of some movie that was shot in the Far East.
Most recent Rambo.
Probably have an extra that was in both of them.
No, if you've seen the movie, there's other people.
I haven't seen that one.
It's true. That was a good pull there, Bob.
I'm good at pulling. Wait a minute.
You got anything, Josh?
The only one I know is the most obvious. Rocky.
Okay, Bob, who was in both Rambo and Rocky? I'm gonna give you a minute.
I think I fucked myself up.
Taylor Leone.
Frank Stallone's brother. Sylvester Stallone.
I was gonna say, be more specific.
Did I win?
Sort of. It's just a fun game. There's really no, you know, there really no winners up here. Just the worst losers.
Sure.
In fairness, I mean, there's no losers. There's only worst winners. I fucked up my own quote.
I should have said phone booth.
Person on the phone in phone.
Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah.
Okay, and so it's basically just a two-man show, Colin Farrell and Kiefer Sutherland. Nobody else is in it?
Oh, Forrest Whitaker's in it.
But he's not obscure.
Who's the girl? Isn't it
Julia?
Katie Holmes?
Katie Holmes.
Alright.
Well, maybe you
well,
could
this
use,
was fun, Jeff.
You could
Good
use
game.
That one next time.
I love it.
Do you want me to call
Josh,
it something
would
else?
Like to, would you like to name
no,
movie that you
fine.
Should have picked?
What?
I think that's what we're doing now. We're saying what
Josh should have picked that John Wayne Gacy movie that Brian Dennehy was in.
Oh. Why would he do that?
Because Brian Dennehy was in both those movies, and maybe Bob wouldn't know
Brian
that.
Brian Dennehy was not in the most recent Rambo.
It was the most recent Rambo?
Well, it's just called Rambo. It's the only one that's just called Rambo. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Brian Dennehy was in a movie called Rambo. I didn't.
First
I didn't
Blood you... was the movie that Brian Dennehy was in. Along with David Caruso. Interestingly enough.
We'll just cut this part.
Did you guys know that CSI Miami is the number one show in Poland? Let's see your name tags, Cincinnati. Right. Let me see your name tags. Go pick who you guys want to play for. Jeff Tate, who are you playing for?
Allie, Love Actually.
Yeah. And when you look at it, it doesn't look like a Christmas movie at all. That's great. You can put that right next to the
it's got my face on it.
Yeah.
And she put you on it and me.
Yeah, she put Graham Elwood on there too, hoping he'd be here and he'd pick it. Because then she'd probably win.
I usually
win.
Pick garbage fucking name tags, and this one has my
this
face
on it. This is a
nice
one, yeah.
This is nice. Yeah, I did a good job this time.
You did a fantastic job. I'm gonna put it right here. I'm going to just
not
let you touch
I'm
it
done.
Anymore. You already broke Ricky Lindholm. That sounded bad.
Did they put your face over the Game of Thrones kid face?
I hope so.
Oh, yeah, what? Maybe. Let's see who Josh is playing for.
I'm guessing Jake.
Yeah.
Jake's on a plane. Yeah. Yeah. Gyllenhaal and Anakin Skywalker. This is the Doug Loves Movies Airlines. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Jake Busey.
That's pretty sweet.
That shit's going down.
I love it. All right, Bob, who are you playing for?
It says Hannibal, but I don't understand what...
Hannah.
Hannah. Is your name Hannah? Oh, I'm a fucking idiot. Your name's not a ball. Which is literally what I was going to say. I'm playing for Hannah.
All right, those are some great name tags. And thank you to everybody who brought name tags. I appreciate it. And don't feel bad if you didn't get picked, because, you know, the winner's going to have to carry all this crap home.
Yeah, Doug's not giving you the bag.
Yeah, we just pile it up and say, good luck with that. Some people just light it on fire and leave.
If you don't want the Bad Boys poster, I'll keep it.
I think they'll want it.
I know, yeah. God damn it.
Because who doesn't have a rumpus room that would be perfect in?
Why bury it in a rumpus room? Put it front and center. In the foyer.
Is there an 80-year-old guy from the 70s here that I missed? With his rumpus room? Forget I said that.
At chili time, everybody. Sometimes he says
there's no take backs when you're full of chili. Let's play ABCD's Nuts. We'll start with you, Bob, because you were the sort of winner of that last thing we did.
Oh, thank you.
And you're welcome.
Sort of.
Sort of winner. I mean, you won.
Thank you.
Yeah.
By default, but you still won.
And we'll start with you, and then we'll go to Josh, and then to Jeff.
Okay.
And the idea is we're going to spell something. Each of you are going to take turns naming movies that begin with the letter that I tell you. And, you know, just any movie that begins with that letter. And, of course, if it's the movie has the at the beginning, the only letter that would work for is T. And we are going to spell Go Bananas. Since that is where we are. And that is what we're doing.
So I start with
we're
G.
Going bananas. Name any movie that begins with letter G. If you match the movie I chose, you win automatically. If you can't think of one in a few seconds, you're out. Go.
Go.
And good night, everybody. It probably would be for the best if you just left right now.
I'll kill you.
That is correct. Go, of course, is a movie. And I chose Guarding Tess because it was shot in Ohio.
Well, how about that?
Yeah. Josh? Oh.
Old Dogs.
You could have just done what he just did and said, oh, back to me. But Old Dogs is a good pick. I went with One Potato, Two Potato.
Because we like potatoes.
Which was shot entirely in Ohio in 1964.
God, I'm sensing a theme.
Jeff, what do you got for B?
Braveheart.
Good one. Also shot in Ohio. No, actually, the prison drama Brubaker was shot in Ohio. What do you got for A, Bob?
Argo.
Shot in Ohio,
I believe. Southern Ohio.
I went with a movie that I just saw a few scenes from recently, and I was pleasantly surprised. I thought it was entertaining. It's called Airborne. And shot right here in Cincinnati. And starring a then unknown Jack Black. Or not starring, but he had a good part.
The dude that's the star of that, he actually lives in Galveston, Texas. He's an artist now.
Hmm.
I live in Houston. Well, I look it up one day. I was watching, Airborne. I was like,
hey, all right, yeah, if comedy doesn't work for you, you should try facts.
What's this dude doing now?
They're both working about equal for him.
If you don't want interesting facts about
his
the movie.
Facts are getting bigger laughs.
If you want to make up shit like it was made in Ohio, sure.
Try to figure out why you're getting feedback and then stop doing whatever it is that's making that happen.
Oh, I thought you meant microphone feedback.
No, there is
that.
Feedback. There's something.
Yes.
Never mind. There's gotcha. Some way he. Never mind. Fine. Sorry.
What are you talking
Josh.
About?
There's feedback coming from Bob's mic when he, when he
Keep
leans
talking.
Over.
I'm trying to think of an N.
I haven't even heard any.
How rude.
Josh?
Night Watch?
That, of course, does begin with N, but I went with National Lampoon's Vacation. Because it was partially shot in Arizona, I'll be at the Tempe Improv December 1st. No N movies have been shot in Ohio in the history of movies and Ohio. Which is probably a good thing, because,
Hey.
You should probably stay away from N words. A, Jeff.
A Strange Brand of Happy. That's the movie I was in. Shot here in Ohio.
Well, you don't say girls, man.
Apparently not. Seems like I should have, though, and it's way more fun than what I did say.
I went with All the Marbles, shot here in Ohio. And then we're back to Bob with the letter N.
Night shift.
I thought you were really going to try Night Watch.
Hate to say, I almost did.
But I went with National Lampoon's Vacation.
Okay.
Yeah, because it was also shot partially in Colorado, and I'll be at Comedy Works in Denver on December 15th at 4:20. Hey, Josh.
Ants.
Ants with a Z. I went with American Splendor, shot in Ohio, and Doug digs it. I love that movie. Do you like American Splendor?
I didn't understand it.
No.
It was good.
So good. Giamatti should have got nominated for an Oscar, and they snubbed him. Okay, and then G.
Snakes on a Plane.
Why did it say G? Go Banana Egg.
Snakes on a Plane.
Okay. I went with Summer Catch because it was shot in Ohio. And this has been ABCD's Nuts! I'm very excited about this next game. And Bob, you get to go first again because there were no winners in that game. I mean, we were all winners. You were all winners.
That's bad.
There were no losers in that game. You guys nailed it. I think my mic's feeding back now. It isn't? It's all Bob? We were just talking today about how in movies when somebody's bombing, like when they're giving a speech no one's interested in, or they're having a bad set in a comedy club, the mics always feed back. Like that's why they feed back.
And this is what
they're reacting
based
to
on.
A shitty performance.
This is what it's based on.
Oh, fuck you guys.
Yeah!
Get him!
It's an interesting power struggle you guys got going. And that means Josh is going to walk out of here victorious. It's a good thing you're sitting in between them. This game is called the Seth Rogen game, a.k.a. Last Man Stanton, and because Harry Dean Stanton's the best player we've ever had. And we are going to go to the audience to pick out an actor, actress, or director with a large body of work. And then we're going to take turns. I'm going to play this one. We're going to take turns, starting with Bob, naming movies that person is either in or directed until we run out. And it's a pretty fun game because when we run out, the audience yells a bunch of names at us that we didn't think of. Except for when we did the Coen Brothers movies where I think we named every single one except for some movie they had like a small scene in or something. And since he's my chatty new friend, I'm gonna ask Ellen Newsy's boyfriend, husband?
Husband.
Husband?
Next.
No, I want to ask him because he'll be ready to name it. Tell us an actor or actress or director that has made a lot of movies. Wow. He's turning down Ellen's suggestion of Christian Bale because he's sick of how obsessed she is with Newsies. He's like, I'll fucking deliver your paper. I'll show you a headline.
Robert Redford,
that's a sweet one. I'm gonna win. All right, Bob, name a movie that's got Robert Redford in it.
The Natural.
Yeah, that's correct. Josh?
Great Gatsby.
Mm-hmm.
Brubaker.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're gonna do that? We're gonna name movies we've already mentioned? All is Lost.
Sneakers.
Oh. That movie's underrated, right? Josh?
Spy Game?
Don't say it like a question. That's a good answer.
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Lions for Lambs. Bob? Yeah. You've got 3 seconds. Two. 3.
Come on. I'm freezing. I don't know.
That's one of the things he says during All Is Lost.
Can't think of one.
I'm hungry. I'm lost.
Bob's out. Josh.
The Last Castle.
Okay. I don't remember that, but I trust you.
James Gandolfini's in it, and Mark Ruffalo is good.
Wait, is James Gandolfini in it, and then you just wanted to mention that Mark Ruffalo is good in general?
Oh, he's good, and he's in that movie as well.
All right, name another one.
3 Days of the Condor.
Ooh. I saw that on a plane once when I was a kid, and it kind of freaked me out. Because there's like a scene in the beginning where someone comes into an office and kills everybody. I was like, hey, that shouldn't happen.
That was the moment you decided.
Am I trying to say a movie here?
Damn.
Indecent Proposal. Josh?
The Horse Whisperer?
Yeah!
The Sting.
Yeah, that's correct. Did someone just cough? The guy that I asked to stop speaking, then I invited him to participate by naming a movie, just fucking coughed a movie into his hand, and the thing that's pissed me off the most about it is I didn't understand what he said.
I didn't hear it either. I didn't hear it either.
But I got this, I got this. Barefoot in the Park. Josh.
Gangster Land.
Josh is out. Jeff?
The Candidate.
Yeah. That's a good one. Oh, shit. Oh. Jeremiah Johnson. Jeff?
Oh, man.
3 seconds.
Really?
Okay, 5.
Thank you. The Sting 2.
He was not in that. I gotta think of one more though to officially win this thing. And I'm gonna think of one right now. Son of a bitch! He's been in so many movies! I'm turning into Bert Kreischer! I'm gonna call it a tie between you and me, Jeff. What name the other ones, you guys?
That guy yelled Steve Guttenberg.
That is probably my favorite Robert Redford
movie. That's a good movie.
Steve Guttenberg.
I can guarantee you Robert Redford was not in Steve Guttenberg.
You don't know about their private lives.
But you know Redford could do better than Guttenberg.
All right, let's play the Leonard Maltin game. As Catwoman says, stop pussyfooting around, Batman. And let's play Leonard Maltin. Since Jeff was the sort of the winner on that one, tied with me, you get to go first. You get to pick a category, and then we'll go to... which one of you guys do you want me to go to next? Josh?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I'll go third.
You know what? No, Bob. Josh hasn't won anything so far, so you'll go second.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Would you like one of these categories, Jeff Tate?
Mm-hmm.
Would you like @ Whiskey Sigs Pod? So I guess some guy has a podcast called Whiskey Sigs. He suggested... Yeah, that's right up your alley, right?
Yeah.
He suggested Life Takes Visa, and that's movies where someone gets deported. @ Drew Robbs, R-O-B-Z, suggested The Lone Arranger, and that's movies that have a florist in them. And Pre-Fight Donut. Ooh. I know, that's a better name than Chili Eater or whatever your name was.
Please.
He suggested, or she, it's sexist to assume a pre-fight donut is a guy. That person suggested chick flicks, and that's movies where you see a woman masturbating.
I got this.
He said negative six. Which one of those do you like, Jeff?
Shit, I forgot the first one.
I'll repeat it. That would be Life Takes Visa. Somebody gets deported.
Fine, a florist. I guess I'll take the last one.
The lady masturbating?
Yeah. The only movie I can think of that has
why would you
florist in
don't,
it.
Don't, oh, but even that don't do.
Oh, yeah.
The category's not going away. There's no reason to start giving away answers.
But it's not a real movie.
Oh, okay.
The one I can think of with a florist in it is a movie that was in a book about a book about a movie. But the movie wasn't. They wrote a book and there was a movie in the book, and the movie in the book was about a florist. Like, and that's not a real fucking movie.
What was the book called?
Get Shorty. That was a movie.
And when they made it into a movie, they didn't have a scene where someone was playing a florist?
No, because the movie script that they're fighting about or whatever in that movie is about a florist. And in the movie, it's called Mr. Lovejoy. But they don't make that movie, and that movie's not a real movie. And so, chick flicks.
The year is 2010. Leonard Maltin gives this movie 2 stars. He says about this movie that it is vividly realized. And he says the cinematography is definitely worthy of praise. So 2 stars. So he's going out of his way to find things to like about this. And he names 9 names. How many names do you think you can get it in, Jim?
9.
You know what I always say about that? That is a strong opening bid. Very smart.
I'll say 8. Oh, wait, he goes next.
Yeah, let's see what he says.
I like Josh's plan. I'll go with 8.
Damn it. He took your idea.
Yeah.
3 seconds.
Seven.
Seconds?
Jeff?
6.
Apologize to everyone who hates whistling.
You said it was a 2010 movie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll go 5.
Name that movie.
Yeah, see, it's just when you, for some reason, when we get them closer to each other, they feedback a little bit. That happens.
Okay.
5 names, Bob?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want the clues again?
Yes.
Smart.
2 stars from Leonard. 2010's the year. Vividly realized. And the cinematography is definitely worthy of praise.
Okay.
That's why he
chick masturbated.
Said it. Yeah, we're a nice lady. And your 5 names are Marsha Jean Kurtz, that's 3 names.
She sounds disgusting.
Toby Hemingway.
Who?
Sebastian Stan.
Mm-hmm.
Benjamin Millipede, that can't be real. He's got some human buggy porn.
It's just a whole bunch of Benjamins in
well,
a row.
Well, he's not masturbating.
And then your 5th name is Winona Ryder. Don't shout it out if you know it. It's up to Bob. He has, I'll give you, Bob, I know you don't like the 3 seconds
That's
thing.
Okay.
So I'll give you 7 seconds.
Got it.
No, 8 seconds.
Damn.
Like the rodeo.
Luke Perry.
Wasn't that a Luke Perry movie?
Yes. Beetlejuice. I bet you some guy named Millipede was in that movie.
Uh, Yeah, Winona Ryder was in it, and it probably billed about that level, but that is incorrect.
Is it?
Yeah, the remaining names are... you guys know it?
No, I said I know it was wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Is it Star Trek?
Still got to go through the motions. Nobody says, I know I was wrong to Alex Trebek.
I don't know it.
Yeah, awesome. Alex, I knew that. Yeah. I knew I was wrong.
Just read the next
question, Quit rubbing
Alex.
It in, you piece of shit.
Excellent analogy between you and Alex Trebek, by the way.
Yeah, we both host game shows.
Shut up.
That's the analogy I was going for. Wasn't trying to drag him down. You guys don't have any guesses? The rest of the names are Barbara Hershey, Vincent Cassell, Mila Kunis, and Natalie Portman, a.k.a. the Bean Flicker. Jeff is still looking at me like he has no idea.
I know what it is.
Black Swan.
Yeah, the guy in the audience told you.
Sure.
Black Swan.
Millipede.
Black Swan.
That's right.
You forgot he was in that.
I just looked at his IMDb page the other day.
Pattering little feet. Ballet.
Fucking Brian Millipede.
And that means Josh Neat is on the board with 1 point.
Yeah. This is the only game that matters.
Well, yeah, when you get down to it, sure. This is the one that's going to determine the prizes. Let me put a little hash mark down here for you, Josh.
You said hash mark, not hash brown. Don't get jealous. That was a slow build to that one, huh?
Shut up.
Okay, that means that this time Jeff gets to go first, and then we will go to Josh and then to Bob. Switch the order around, but Jeff still gets to pick. Would you like at Michael Suave, Rico's brother? It's spelled S-O-A-V-E. He suggested Walter Whitey's, and that's movies where you see a drug dealer in their underwear. And then we have celebrating a birthday today, Rachel McAdams. So the films of Rachel McAdams. And then your third option is at the Ventination. I don't know what that means. The Ventination suggested 12 Years No Shave. And that's movies that have Santa or Jesus in them. So would you like Santa or Jesus or Rachel McAdams or a drug dealer in their underwear? Which one of those?
Rachel McAdams. Oh, shut up. Start doing open mics, get funnier, and in 11 years you can pick a category.
Or go into filmmaking. It's another way. It's right. Another route, direct great
Make a
movies.
Movie, have that be in the category. Never mind.
You should have quit while you're ahead. 2009 is the year of this movie that has Rachel McAdams in it. 2 stars from Leonard. He says about this movie that it is based on a best-selling novel. And he also says that the movie has an ethereal tone throughout. And he names 6 performers that were in this movie. How many? Somebody over there.
6.
Made a very disappointed sound.
I bet
they wish
6.
They were 11 years into their comedy career right now.
No, you don't.
You went with all 6?
All 6. All
right. Let's go over to
Josh.
Josh this time.
I'll say 5.
What do you think of that, Bob?
I'll say name that movie.
I can't believe this is happening.
All right, well, let me
somebody picked five when I fucking did it.
But let's look at the overall strategy of this game, Bob.
Five out of six.
Only the top billed performer is not going to be named. And
it's all right. We'll see.
And when Josh gets it correct, he will have 2 points, and he will win the whole game.
Okay.
And just because you don't know it doesn't mean Josh isn't gonna.
I'm sorry, Jake. I don't.
Good one.
Pray for me.
So, anybody interested? I would like to place a side bet that Josh is going to get this correct.
I'll take that.
You will?
Yeah.
For how much, buddy?
Five bucks.
For
my name tag back.
Your name? You want your name tag back?
No.
No, this is his. Jake's on a plane. That's Jake.
Wait, you're going to bet that he's going to get it right?
Yeah, just so
and you he's can... and you win the prizes,
yes.
And 5 bucks?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not a side bet. You're involved in the front bet.
Jeff knows the difference between the front and the side of things.
Yep. 11 years of comedy.
Yeah. Got to laugh on it somehow. Don't know. Don't understand it yet.
No, I meant, that's great that you want to bet the same thing that I want to bet. I think he's going to get it. I think he's going to get it. I was just wondering if anybody wanted to put up some money against that. Like, especially Bob.
Well, the way you're setting this up, obviously he's going to get it now.
Well, no, he was going to get it before Doug said any of this stuff.
Okay.
You gave him 5 out of 6 names. Here's everything but the star. The number one star.
Yeah, who do you think that is?
Rachel McAdams.
Yeah.
So Josh has all the names.
All right, here you go. Here's your 5 names.
So nervous. I don't know.
So nervous.
Now, who's Rachel McAdams?
What's that? Oh. Steve Tobolowsky, someone named Jane McLean or McLean?
John McLean?
John McLean is in this, yes.
We just have a lot of time left and the game's going to be over and the show's going to be done way early, so I'm going to keep interrupting.
It's not going to be over.
I have faith in you, Josh.
Oh, God.
I have a lot of faith in you. And I'll figure out something to do if we have extra time. You be a guest and I'll be the host. Let's do that. Don't worry about stalling for time. That's what I do. That's why I talked to you so long about what I even forgot what we were talking about. Dirty Harry. Arliss Howard is in this movie. Ron Livingston and second build Eric Bana. From 2009. Tell us, Josh.
The Hulk.
Now, first of all, if it was Hulk, I would say incorrect, because that was called Hulk. But it's really incorrect because Rachel McAdams wasn't in Hulk. But she was in a movie called The Time Traveler's Wife.
What? Was she in a movie called Fuck Everyone Here? How about that? Was she in a movie called Fuck You? He didn't get it?
Hey, Bob, it's called Building It's called Building Up. Bob, shut the fuck up and let me tell you how I run my show.
I was right,
though. I built it up so that you could be the hero and you jump right in and be a dick about it.
Man.
Bob is on the board with 1 point. And of course that means Jeff gets to pick the next category. But Josh, what were you saying about being proud to not know a major picture?
I knew I didn't know it when you said she was the star.
Yeah, right?
As soon as I was like,
I knew exactly what it was when you said she was the star.
Yeah, it's kind of shocking to me she was top billed on that. I guess Abana wasn't that big at that point. So she
really don't know. He'd been cured. Been in the Incredible Hulk.
Wouldn't you rather see a movie about the time traveler, not his wife?
Dude, his wife is
sad.
Yeah, but he's going on adventures.
She's hot.
She's just like, where the fuck is my husband?
That was called Quantum
Leap. That's an old joke from my act from 2009.
Oh, so that's great that you've been doing it for 4 years now.
Pretty good. Already up here, better than Jeff.
That really is the ultimate goal of all comics now, because to be on Doug Loves Movies in Go Bananas. But I thought that also this would be easier to come to mind because right now, in theaters, is a movie where Rachel McAdams is married to a guy who travels through time. Like, why the fuck wouldn't she tell her agent to fuck off?
Typecast.
I've already done that shit where a guy keeps disappearing and coming back. And...
But she doesn't know in this one. He
that's
just
right.
gets to start over. And she doesn't know he's starting over.
Yeah, so that's what it is. She's like, I want to be in another time travel movie, but I want to play a dumber character.
She doesn't travel through time.
Yeah, no shit, but it's a time travel movie. That's what I just said.
Okay.
You get to pick a category, Jeff.
Yep.
And you have a chance to get a three-way tie going, which would be so exciting. Totally worth everybody risking their lives to be here.
And killing the perfect amount of time till the end of the podcast.
No one wants to see this three-way.
It's another Chili reference from Bob.
Shut your mouth! Wait, but did you mean chili as in frightening or disturbing? It sent a chill through my spine. Down my spine. Jeff, would you like... @_Colin, K-O-L-L-I-N, suggested Good Will Hunting, and that's movies where someone is shot in a department store. @NJamesAnderson suggested Save Ferris, and that's a movie where a Ferris wheel is destroyed. And then your third option is one of a classic. This one nobody ever picks. Rushmore. And that's movies that have Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln, or Roosevelt in them. You know, like Mount Rushmore. Those are the four guys, right?
Yeah. I want the first one, the department store one.
Okay.
Good Will Hunting.
Get your huh?
Good Will Hunting.
Yeah.
That's the category I picked.
I thought you were guessing an answer already.
I know. I was like, I win!
3 stars from Leonard for this movie. The year is 2005. He says that this movie is supercharged and that it's... Oh, it has a dynamic score by John Powell.
Paul Blart.
No pre-guessing. Even if it's funny. 3 stars from Leonard, I said, right? And the year 2005, and he lists 9 names. How many names do you get in, Jeff?
9.
It's been working for you so far. Just throw it over to those guys.
Bob next.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll say 8.
Josh.
7.
Need.
6.
I'll say 5.
Name that movie.
I'm going to at least try.
Josh says name it.
All right.
So, Jeff, congratulations on 3rd place.
I'm not falling for this trick.
Why did you write a shithead on the back, Allie? Because this is too precious? Where's Allie at? What? You forgot? Look at that. I could shine the light right in your face there. That's cute. All right, you're going to have to come up here and give me a name. Is that going to be okay? I'm not going to call you a shithead, Allie. I love you, actually. I wouldn't do that. Yeah, we'll work it out. We'll have a little time.
God, I wish Bob knew how to play this game.
Take it easy, third place.
Really? Really, you fucking asshole?
Okay, all
That's
right.
That's not
no.
a funny comeback.
It was just as funny as third place.
It was kind of a third place comeback, if you think about it.
I'll put it on, I'll tweet it later and see what happens.
See how many retweets you get?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. Do you have to pay Bob now because you greeted me?
That's his get or done.
You'll be hearing from my mom. Manager. I meant manager.
Right. What is it, five names?
Five.
Yeah. Five. Thank you in the back. We keep the scorekeeper in the back. And Josh has to name it? Is that what happened?
No, Bob.
No,
has.
I do.
Oh, shit. Congratulations, Josh.
You never know.
You want the clues again, Bob?
Yes.
Three stars.
Okay.
2005.
Got it.
Girl masturbating.
What?
No.
Now I'm not going to get it.
You know, when I got the category girl masturbating, Black Swan was the only movie I could think of where they show a woman just going at it. Like she's laying face down on the bed, just going nuts. I mean, if she had nuts. What's another one?
Yeah, American Pie, that's a good one.
Not another teen movie.
Double click your mouse.
The Counselor has a really disgusting...
It's too new. Yeah. Leonard doesn't give new movies stars and all that stuff. But... All right. Mulholland Drive, that's a good one.
Secretary.
The Secretary. You guys are super into women jerking off. You love it when a woman goes bananas.
You should have closed with that.
Your five names, Bob, are...
Well, you didn't finish the... You said 2010.
Yeah, it's got a dynamic score. Does that help, really?
No.
Was there
what
other...
What was the name of the category again?
Goodwill Hunting.
Yeah, someone gets shot in a department store. One or more people get shot in a department store.
Gotcha.
And your five names are Michelle Monaghan, Rachel Huntley, Chris Weitz, Keith David, not to be confused with David Keith, and Kerry Washington.
What year is it?
The year is 2005. And I dare say that the names cut off perfectly to keep you from being able to get the right answer. But I could be wrong. You might pull it.
No, there'll be no pulling. I don't even have a guess. King Kong.
I forgot to give you the one clue. It's supercharged. Would you like to change your answer? Do you think that word applies to King Kong?
Supercharged. Not just King Kong, but with more confidence.
No, I'll stick with King Kong.
The rest of the names are Adam Brody, Vince Vaughn, Angelina Jolie, and Brad Pitt.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Yeah, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. They have, it was supercharged.
I saw
it
yesterday.
It did have a good score. It's like, da na 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 na.
Yeah, I'm going to buy the soundtrack tomorrow. Order it off Amazon.
And there's that big great scene at the end where Angelina and Brad Pitt kill a lot of people in a department store.
Yeah, they're all hidden out in that shed, like Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid, but then they live through their runaway.
Right, they don't just run out and then freeze in...
Freeze framed it.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, they shot all those people and then they got married. Did I ruin how it ended?
They were already married, they're Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
I meant in real life.
That's true. Oh no, they haven't yet, have they? They're not married yet. They just have 17 kids.
They're still not married?
No. They're saying they're going to do it.
Disgusting.
You know who's disgusted by that?
Hold on.
Chick-fil-A.
In four years on 30 Rock, Tina Fey was trying to adopt a baby and couldn't because she wasn't married. Angelina Jolie gets to without a husband?
Yeah.
Rude. Rude, I say.
She's kind of an international ambassador, though, so she doesn't have to follow
the
rules.
Was Tina Fey trying to adopt a white baby?
Valid question.
They didn't give a lot of backstory to the baby that never showed up. I have no idea.
Josh is our winner. Yeah!
Thank you.
Sorry, Allie.
So go get a shithead from Allie, because she deserves her consolation prize. Yeah. And I believe Bob's name tag has a shithead on the back of it, if you could pass that over to me.
It says Bob.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
We wouldn't say that about him.
No, it's cool when people win a game by not even trying. You know, I mean, I thought I'd try. Like, you know. Whatever.
Wait,
what happened? Just get made fun of.
King Kong's a great guess. You went down swinging.
Josh Sneed, the only man in the room that doesn't understand sarcasm. Shut up.
Yes, I do.
This is one of the most contentious panels I've ever had.
See what I did? I did.
Okay. thought I found three nice dudes in the Midwest.
You're not supposed to put us all together
have
in tornado
a
country.
Show. Yeah.
During a tornado watch, we all get a little. We're all a little on edge. Dumb. You live in Los Angeles, where you don't have tornadoes. I hear it's fucking scary.
Yeah. If there was an earthquake warning, this show wouldn't have happened.
Do you have anything to plug, Bob? You going to be anywhere soon?
I'm going to be at the St. Louis Funny Bone Thanksgiving week, and I'll be the week before that, this coming week, I'll be at the... it's another Funny Bone in St. Louis. It's called Valley something. I don't know. They built a new Funny Bone in St. Louis. I'll be there.
Wait, you're playing two venues in St. Louis a week apart?
Yep.
Both called the Funny Bone?
Yep.
Don't go to the wrong
Valley
one,
Park. Valley Park this coming week, Thanksgiving week in St. Louis.
God, I can't believe my shows were empty 2 weeks in a row. Everyone went to the wrong club each week.
No, I can believe it. I've been to my shows.
Josh Sneed, what do you got coming up?
My podcast, Detention Shows, first new episode with Jeff Tate here. I'll be in Des Moines, Dayton, and Omaha. And follow me on Twitter at Josh Sneed.
JOSHSNEED.
Double E.
Jeff Tate 66 on Twitter. Where
96.
Are you gonna be at? 96?
Yeah.
Shit.
Class of 96, bitches. Singers. at Jeff Tate 96 with a GEOFFTAT 96.
Yeah.
I'm on Twitter. I fucking write gold on Twitter. And sometimes I'm drunk, but that's also fun. I'm gonna be in Bloomington, Indiana, at the Comedy Attic on New Year's Eve and the weekend following that. So go fucking go there. It's not that far. There won't be tornadoes in December. Right, like almost for sure. And I have a monthly show in Cincinnati called Jeff Tate's Trainwreck, and starting in January, it's gonna be the last Sunday of every month at 10:30 at Motor Pub. Downtown Cincinnati. Go there. They got cheap drinks. It's downtown Sunday night. So last Sunday of every month starting in January. It's a talk show.
And of course, we all love playing Go Bananas, and we all play here all the time. And
Wednesdays also. I do open mics at Go Bananas almost every Wednesday.
Does that sound like I was trying to wrap it up?
I thought you were just reminding me.
Jeff, what's your home club?
Go Bananas Comedy Club.
Okay.
Guess what mine is?
I'm going to be... I'm going to be doing my weekly show, Getting Dug with High, every week, as weekly implies. So check it out. Wednesdays at 4:15 Pacific time, 7:15 Cincinnati time. And... thanks a lot for coming out, and thanks to all my guests, Bob Biggerstaff, Josh Sneed, Jeff Tate. We'll see you guys over at McLeavy's. And, let's get the prizes out. Where's Jake's on a plane?
Right there to your...
There you go, dude.
Oh, man.
Here you go.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you got a lot of stuff to carry around.
I've got the VHS tape that goes with that poster at home.
If you don't mind, arranging all of it and then taking a picture of it. Are you on Twitter?
Yeah.
Tweet everything you want, because that is a crazy-ass prize bag. And give him back his plane. Do you want your plane back?
He lost a side bet.
Looks like
there you
him.
Go. There's your plane, just so you have one more thing to have to carry. Do you have friends with you that can help you?
The frame's coming apart.
The frame's falling apart.
Everything's falling apart. It's
fantastic.
Blockbuster closed.
I've got a Congo poster if you'd rather have that.
I want that Congo poster.
Where are you going, Jeff? Oh, give her, yeah. Wait, Kate McCucci fell off too?
Yeah, another one.
Not a wagon. You could say they're all falling off of the...
That guy had 60-day glue on his thing, and now it's over.
All right. Oh, here I have a Leonard Maltin game rules card. And, what? You want one?
Yeah.
Here you go. Didn't make it to you, but he'll pass you one.
Thank you.
All right, thanks again to everybody here for coming out. I really mean it. Yay. And as always, Helen Keller is a shithead. She's really more of a shithead. And don't worry, deaf people didn't hear that one. And... And severe weather is a shithead. Yeah.